Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
It's so important to get the family in agreement. Now, let's talk about that. Let's go over to Matthew, the 18th chapter. Now, look how Jesus said this in the 18th verse. Verily I say unto you, listen now, this is the chain of command. This is the order in which things are laid out. Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. God created the heaven and the earth and gave the earth to men, to human beings. You know what they did with it. There's nowhere in the Bible that said praying to God to get the devil off of you. No, that doesn't work. You're going to have to do it yourself. Amen. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Why? To carry out that agreement. Well, now look how you can apply this. Any two of you on earth do what? You agree together. And together you bind the devil. And together you loose. Remember in the Gospel of Luke, the woman that was bowled over and could in no wise lift herself up? And Jesus said, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity, and laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight. And the leaders got all bent out of shape because he did it on the Sabbath. But then he said, ought not this woman be loosed from this infirmity, seeing she's a daughter of Abraham? She should be loosed. So you bind what needs to be bound, and you loose what needs to be loosed. And you agree. Two of you agree. Both of you have to agree. Well, we're in agreement. I sure hope so, brother. Well, no, now back up and start over again. You're not in agreement. You're hoping. It'll be done, Jesus said. Get in agreement. How do you do that? You believe it in your heart first. You go find the scriptures, the promises that cover the situation. How the Lord leads you into the promise. That's just one there. And bring those promises to the table. Now, Brother Copeland, I'm asking you to agree with me on this, according to this, according to this, and according to this. Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. And here's this word, and here's this word, and here's this word. And I'm asking you to agree with me on this together, and we'll ask the Father, and He'll do it. So what's happening? Well, first thing, you're going to have the word on it so you can believe it in your heart. Don't just make up something. All prayer, think about this. Go to the Bible and find the answer to the prayer and then pray it. Let the word be the answer to the prayer, and then you're guaranteed the result. You don't have to hope about anything. Find the word that gives it to you. Find the promise or the Bible fact. By His stripes you were healed. It was a promise. It became a fact. Glory to God. That's the answer to the prayer. That's the answer to the agreement. Somebody just got it. Somebody just got hold of it right there. Now, what happens in the laying on of hands? Same thing. What happens when the anointing of oil? I told the story this morning about that little white spot on my hand, and I scratched it, and it just came up and made, kind of got sore. And I went down and had it checked, and it was malignant. It was a skin cancer. It was just a little white spot about the size of a grain of rice. And it was on there for, a long time. Before I scratched it and just activated the thing some way. So, first thing I did, I called Pastor George and Terry, and they came over to the house, and Kelly was on the phone, and John was on the phone, and Gloria was there, and Gloria's friend, Bebe, was there, and they came over, and they were staying there in the kitchen room. Now, I tell you, glory to God, I was so ready and excited over this thing. Now, there's no healing in that oil. Is there any sick among you? Let him call on the elders of the church, and they'll pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord, in the prayer of faith, save or heal the sick. There's no healing in that oil. That oil is a point of contact. But when the Bible says do it, it's more than a point of contact. It's a point of obedience. Now, Pastor George took his oil bottle, dipped his finger in that oil, and I just had my hand out there like that. I was so ready for his finger in that oil to touch that little spot on my hand. The moment that oil touched that spot, it was like a shock went through me. I didn't physically feel it here, but it's very hard to describe. It was shocking. It was like a flash before my eyes, and I went, ha, 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 ha. I knew I had it. Ha! What happened? That point of contact. The contact of his finger in that oil. My faith, contact, and transmission. Hallelujah. Well, I went to the next guy, and his job, the next doctor, the next specialist, his job was, and they said, now come prepared to stay 3 or 4 hours because the doctor is going to take a very, almost microscopic little slice of that in there, and they're going to look at it. And if there's any cancer cells, they're going to take another slice, and they're just going to keep doing that until there are no more cancer cells there. Well, I did what they said, you know. It could take 3 or 4 hours. I didn't pay attention to that. And he did his thing, and he was out, 20, 30 minutes, I guess. Checking it, he came back in. He said, "Well, there are no cancer cells there." Well, of course not. The power of God killed them. Glory to God. See what I want you to see. There's no healing power in that oil. But that oil, that oil is a point of contact. The healing when I lay my hands on you, or someone else lay their hands on you, according to the word of God, the believer shall lay hands on the sick and they will recover. You don't have to feel anything in your hands. But a person has to believe in their heart. The moment he touches me, that's it. I have it. Glory to God. And I'll never let it go. I will never let it go. A very close friend of mine. Well, I'll tell you who it was. Carolyn Savelle's dad. And Olin and I were very close friends, and back then he was on our board of directors, and he was in the remodeling construction business and also in a concrete business. And he called me. He said, "Kenneth, something has just happened to my business." He said, and it was a time of recession anyway. And he said, particularly my concrete business, and he said, that's the mainstay of my business. That's where most of the money is. And he said, there's just not any. He said, I can't even buy a job. He said, I had never thought about this. I said, "Olin, go get your checkbook where the check stubs are on your tithe checks. Oh, yeah, I said, I know right where that is. So he went and got that check, but we're talking on the telephone. I said, now, look at those tithe checks. Put your eyes on them. Look at that. There's that one and that one and that one and that one. I said, just go through that whole bit, one of those big checkbooks, you know. Just go through there and look at all that. Put your eyes on those check stubs where there were your tithe checks. Your tithe checks on your business. Tithe checks on your personal account. Just go over there and look at those. Look at those. Look at those. Look at those. And he said, my, my. And so he started getting excited. I said, Olin, there's your foundation to the prayer we're about to pray. And we turned over here to the 18th chapter of Matthew. And we bound the devil. We went to Malachi 3:10 and we bound the destroyer. Glory to God. See there, we had ground. We had the tithing promises in both the Old Testament and the New, and that Jesus, our high priest, men here that die receive tithes, but there he receives and witness he's alive, he liveth. And so we took those scriptures and we made an agreement. What did we do? We believed it in our hearts and we said it with our mouths. And what else did we do? We received it, praise God. I'm telling you, we talked about it. Olin said, I got it. I can see it. I'm the man. He said, hey, that thing is over. Well, he received it. Praise God. And I want you to know, he began to tell it. He began to testify to it everywhere he went. Amen. That's what Jesus told Kenneth Hagin. Anybody, anywhere can use these and get anything you need and anything you want in any area of life. And there we were in a financial situation on the prayer of agreement, and we took the Bible and we took the scriptures and we believed it in our hearts and we said it in our mouths. And we received it, glory to God. We received it. Olin received it. And the power of God was loosed. Hallelujah. Amen. And I tell you, it wasn't but just a few weeks later. He called me back. He said, Kenneth, what's he doing? He's testifying. He said, Kenneth, I got to tell you, I'm covered up in business. Nobody else has any business in this whole area but me. Step one. Step two. Step three and step four. Then there's a prayer of agreement. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful? What is it you need in your family? What is it you need where you are tonight? What's going on, like they say down there, what's going on in your neck of the woods? What's happening around you? We'll agree with you. We have prayer staff that will agree with you. But you have to have scriptures. What do you have to be scriptural? Scriptures. I got that from Keith Moore. That's good, isn't it? You have to have scriptures to be scriptural. Look, search them. Search the scriptures. Ask the Lord, Holy Spirit within me, lead me and guide me through the Bible and show me things. And he said he would. He said, I will show you things you know not of if you will ask me. Just ask him. Now, that's a novel thought. Just ask God what scriptures to stand on. Praise God. Ask him, and it'll just start coming up on the inside of you. And you'll think, ah, oh, remember that scripture? And you turn over to that. Oh, yeah. Now that leads me. Oh, yeah. Oh, look at that. And now you're on the, I mean, it's like an old hound just sniffing out the trail. And the answers to your prayer is just coming up and coming up and coming up. And faith is rising and faith is rising and faith is rising and faith is rising until it boils over. Praise God. And the enemy is destroyed. Your body is healed. Your family's whole. And the new job is in place. And the old job got better. Hallelujah. And you sense it, and so do I. Did you get anything out of this tonight? I don't know if I helped you very much, but I'll tell you, I did it again. I just preached myself into a place of joy and happiness and just excitement in my inner man, because the victory is here. The victory is here, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we praise you tonight. Oh, we thank you for this marvelous time that we've had since Thursday night together. All of us together in the 30,000 households or more, filled with your glory and your presence. And we come before the very throne of grace tonight. I set myself in agreement with those that need an agreeing partner. You say, Brother Copeland, I've been standing alone. I'm kind of like that woman with that issue of blood. I'm very much alone. No, you're not. Jesus is there. And this ministry's here for you. And the numbers are on the screens. All you have to do is just call. We'll agree with you. We'll pray with you. Like Jesse said, that Jesse Duplantis, how I do love Jesse and Kathy and that ministry and their family. Jesse coined a phrase, and it's from heaven. He said, I'll be you two. In other words, two or more, and you're alone. He said, I'll be you two. I'll stand in agreement with you. Well, this ministry will be your two. Prayer ministers are standing by right now. Just agree with you and stand with you, and so you can believe it in your heart and you can say it with your mouth, and then you can see yourself with it, receive it. You just see yourself with it. You just begin to see yourself up out of that bed, and you begin to see yourself. You just begin to see yourself out of that chair. You begin to see yourself walking. Glory to God. And then you can tell it and testify to it and testify to it. I told the story this morning in healing school in case you missed it. A woman that said she received her healing, she just started telling it. And every time it seemed like any symptom would start back, she'd just get out and start telling it. She'd go to hospitals and go up and down and testify to it and then pray for other people. She wasn't in the ministry. But she was in the ministry. And she just testified to it and testified to it until every symptom just totally disappeared and never did come back again. But if there's any sign of it, she'd just go out and start telling somebody about her healing. And every time she did, it reinforced that the power of God and her faith. And the devil just couldn't, he just couldn't do it. He just couldn't put it back. Those of you that have heard the word tonight and you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, now's the time. This is your time. This is your night. And today is the first day of the rest of your life as a new creation. Think about it. Any man, any person that is in Christ is a new creation. Old things, that old nature of fear, and that old nature, that old carnal nature, that old sinful nature of the devil is gone, passed away, and all things have become new. And the very nature of God Himself and the love of God instantly tonight will enter into your spirit being. You say, Brother Copeland, I want that. And those of you that are really not sure, test yourself. If something were to happen to you right now, then what would happen to you? The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Well, Brother Copeland, I just don't know. That's as far as you need to go. Tonight you're going to be sure. Because the Bible says, right there in the 10th chapter of the book of Romans, if you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and you confess Jesus as your Lord, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto it. There it is. You believe it in your heart. You say it with your mouth. And then you receive it. You see yourself with it. I know it. I just know that I know. I know in my knower. I know that I know that I know that I know that I know. He's my Lord. And He's my Savior. And He's my healer. And now that I'm born again, now that I'm a new creature, He's my baptizer with the Holy Spirit. Just put one hand over your heart, lift the other towards heaven, and pray this after me. Oh God in heaven, I believe with all of my heart that you raised Jesus from the dead. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Take my life and do something. Thank God the past is dead and gone. And now you're my Lord and my Savior and you're my future. Fill me to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit. I receive you now, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And just see yourself with it. See Him just coming into you, overflowing as you take that deep breath in. I receive you, Holy Spirit. Oh, then I expect to speak with other tongues, a supernatural prayer language and praise language, just like they did on the day of Pentecost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Wherever you are in the world, it's easier than ever before to connect with Kenneth Copeland Ministries and enjoy all of our online media, including content exclusive to our website. Visit us at kcm.org and gain access to over 50 years of Bible teaching from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland right at your fingertips. Watch live streaming video of the Believer's Voice of Victory Sunday and daily broadcasts. Enjoy live programs from the Victory Channel and experience special events on demand. Browse through hours of archived audio and video teaching and immerse yourself in the Word through the online devotional From Faith to Faith. Download the latest BVOV magazine, including our enhanced interactive version. This free monthly publication is filled with powerful tools for spiritual growth, articles by ministry leaders, testimonies from partners, and much more.
Watch the broadcast, read the magazine, designed, listen to me, to be a study center.
Matthew 18:19 tells us when we come together with another believer, joining our faith together with the Word of God, whatever we ask for in the name of Jesus is done. Now, we all need a family of believers to stand in agreement with us through life, to encourage us, to pray with us, to keep us looking at Jesus. Now, sometimes that can come from your own biological family and relatives, but through Jesus, all believers are family. So stay connected to that family of faith, that family of believers, and don't wait for someone else to reach out to you. You be the connection for somebody else. You ask how you can pray and agree with them, and then watch your own relationships with others in the body of Christ begin to flourish. Now, maybe you've never been a part of the family of God, or maybe you've walked away from it. Well, today is the day of your salvation, and this is not a religion. It's a Father and His family, and there's a place for you in the household of faith, and it starts with you making Jesus the Lord of your life. So, just pray this out loud after me. Just say it out of your mouth. Believe it in your heart. Say, I come to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I believe in my heart that Jesus died for me, that He rose again for me. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is my Lord. Take my life, Lord Jesus. Do something with it. It's yours. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. I receive your forgiveness, and today I am a new creation in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer, let me be the first to welcome you to the family of God. All of heaven rejoices, and everybody here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries gets excited about it too. And that's why we want to give something to you. We've got some free resources we want to send to you to help you begin your new life and your walk with Jesus on a strong foundation. We call it the Salvation Package. It's a book entitled He Did It All For You. It's a couple of brochures that are there just to help you learn how to read, how to study your Bible. And again, this is all for free. We want to send it to you. So if you want to get a hold of it, just go to kcm.org and request this package and we'll get it to you. We also have another gift that we want to send to everybody, anyone who's watching or listening to today's broadcast. It's the prayer series, Effective Prayer. It's a DVD by Brother Copeland. And you need to know how to pray effectively every day for yourself, your family, and for your nation. So when you get a hold of this, you're going to learn what it means to use the Word of God in your prayers, to pray without ceasing, and why the name of Jesus is a weapon that He's given to you to use in your prayer. And Jesus said that the storms of life will come, but you don't have to wait until that storm comes to learn how to pray. Start right now. If you want to get a hold of this today, go to kcm.org, let us know you want it, and we'll get it to you. Thanks so much for watching today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
God has a good plan for your life. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. Request your free salvation package at kcm.org/salvation. Take the next steps to help you begin your journey understanding who you are in Christ and how to live your new life in victory. As you continue to grow in your faith, believe God for new visions, His manifested power, and great change in your life.